me out, because I have no idea. I just try and find out with the intros. Yeah, this is a good one from the Water Boys. Do 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 do. Take it with the song Fisherman's Blues. We can all remember this one, can't we? You can tap your feet, clap your hands, do anything you want.
I wish I was a fisherman, tumbling on the seas, far away from dry land and its bitter memories, casting out my sweet life with abandonment and love. The ceiling bearing down on me, save the starry sky above with light in my head, you in my arms. Woo!
Fisherman's Blues there, from of course the Water Boys. Right, I've been told, had a gentleman in and he says, Leon Jackson was 2010, and could you play that song? It got to number one because in the X Factor it beat a lady called Rebecca Ferguson, and I says, alright, who was the winner? And he says, the winner was this guy. And I says, who's this guy? And he says, the title of the song was called When Worlds Collide.
The thing with Dad is, he's...
And the man in question was a guy called Matt Cargill.
You say I love you, boy. don't know why. 'Cause when my back is turned, my bruises shine. A broken fairy tale, so hard to hide.
Yeah, the winner of 2010 X Factor. That was Matt Cargo. He beat Rebecca Ferguson. I was told that. Somebody came in and told me that. So I've no idea. Leon Jackson, he was in a film. What was the film? I can't remember. I can't tell you that because I'll have to go and look up the book. I knew it was for a film. When You Believe. Can anybody mind the same programme as Michelle McManus was on? There was a guy, and he spends all his time now writing songs, and he sits at the piano. And I got somebody, asked somebody if they would do this, play this, and I've never done it. I was supposed to play this last week, and I never had time. So I'm going to do it today. So that's me typing in the words, the song. And I think this might be the song. It was Pop Idol. And we're going through X Factors and Pop Idols and all that. This was the guy's... He came from Paisley or someplace like that. And he was called David Sneddon. Remember this one? Stop Living the Lie. I think he got second. Michelle McManus was first in Pop Idol. David Sneddon was second.
sits alone at a table in a small cafe, drowning his tears in a bottomless cup of coffee. And he's tumbling into his thoughts. His memories are all tied in knots. Is going to save him? No one wants to know him. She stands alone in a place where no one knows her name. She catches them staring, they turn around and finish the frame. And she's nursing her head and her pride. She died long ago, deep down inside. Who is going to save her? No one wants to know her. I can't believe that you pull on the sleeve when you cry. You'll stick in the night. Stop living the lie. Oh, stop living the lie. He sits alone and looks up to the eyes of an angel. Catches him staring and smiles the smile of an angel. And she asks him if this chair is free. He says, yes, will you sit here with me? No one would have saved them. We should all learn.
David Sneddon there with Stop Living the Lie. You can remember that song now. As I say, a film, I'm trying to think of the name of that film. Garden just shouted, she says, was it No Frozen? Was it Frozen? Right, I promised you this guy, and I've got to do it because it was for a request.
Thank you.
always think if you go to one of his concerts in Maastricht and you're in the village, you must be miles and miles away because there's that many thousands of people there watching his concert. That was Mr. Roo, who's of course making millions and millions and millions of pounds. Andrew Roo there, and I think he's been on every station over Christmas, New Year.
My story, you know why I'm standing here tonight. Please don't go, don't be in a hurry. I'm here to make it clear, make it right. Well, I know I've acted foolish, but I promise you no more. I finally found that something worth reaching for. I'm not here to say I'm sorry. I'm not here to lie to you. I'm here to say I'm ready, that I finally thought it through. I'm not here to let your love go. I'm not giving up.
Another one of those. We will have to do a program one day on people who's been on X Factor, because I think we could actually do a program with all these X Factor and things like that, because of course he was on it as well, wasn't he? Shane Ward. That's my goal. Right, I've only one more. Have I got? Yeah, one more song to play, and that's the first program in 2022. As I say, we've been doing something different. We've been had the jukebox out and we've been playing some songs you've no heard for a long, long time. So all remains for me to say is Carol will be in the night. Tomorrow will be Colin and Taylor's Top 20, which Colin plays 20 songs from the charts in, I'm sure it's 1962. I'm sure it is. I'll be getting a phone call before 4 o'clock to tell me. I'm sure it's 1962 tomorrow. With Taylor's Top 20 time. I'm back again on Thursday between the hours of 2 and 4. Rob's in on Thursday with Blues for Youth between 7 and 8. And then we've got Ollie or Karen and Jason. They started to call themselves the Willoughbys. And they are on a Friday between 7 and 8. Takes us nicely to Saturday, where we have Made in Scotland, I think, is back on Saturday between the hours of 10 and 6. And Kevin's back in the seat with Kevin Scaley. He's done a lot of work over New Year's Day. He had the Cayley between the hours of 10 and 12 on Friday night. And then Saturday night, well, he had his Cayley with all the bands that he doesn't normally play. And I'm sure this Saturday night he's having a sing-along with the Alexander Brothers. I'm sure that's what he said. And then on Sunday, of course, between the hours of 7 and 9, Rob on the radio. Well, I was to say, I've only one song to play, and I thought, what am I going to finish off with? And I thought, because I got a request and somebody asked for this song. So I'll see you Thursday. Take care, and most important, stay safe. From me, Ewan Thompson, thank you.
Imagine all.